Okay, interview with John Michaels about COVID. So, John, tell me about what COVID was like for you.
Well, I was working on doing the Zimmer show here on a Wednesday night, and I felt fine. I got home later on, and I came down with a fever, and I thought the next morning, maybe I better check. So I called my ex-wife. She's a nurse. And she gave me advice that says, yeah, you better call in. And the VA has a thing where you can call in, and the nurse asks, you know, questions. And they said, yep, you better go into the emergency room now. And so I went in. They checked me, and I get a phone call a little bit later saying, well, we don't want to say anything over the phone. We want you to call us. And I thought, well, that's kind of not a good indication. And so I went over to the VA emergency room, and they said, yes, you do have a test positive. And the first thing they wanted to do is schedule a infusion right away. They keep people out of the hospital that way, and it's better for them, but they're nonstop. It's back to back to back, they say, with people coming in. I thought I was having the Delta variant because I had vaccines, two shots. And at the time, there wasn't too much of the Omni, but basically my symptoms were everything the Omni is. High fever, cold chills. I'd never had such cold chills before in my life. It didn't matter how many blankets you put on. You got to get in a hot shower, hot bath, you know. But after 4 days, I started feeling better, drank a lot of water. But then I got that infusion. And that is basically white corpuscles, I guess, that are cloned and designed for the COVID. And I felt great after that, and I recommend it highly to anyone to, if they come down with it, to talk to their doctor about that infusion.
And when did you get sick, John?
I got sick on a Wednesday night, was tested on Thursday, and got the infusion by Monday because of the weekend, pretty much. But I think after five days, I could have come back to work.
So is this before Christmas, before New Year's?
The 21st of December. And so, yeah, it was, I like to tell people when it became New Year's, I've never felt better all year. But there is a little bit of residual cough, just a dry cough in that sense. It takes for a little while, I guess, in that sense. But I think that the COVID Omni is, if you do get it, you know, I was vaccinated. You know, be careful out there because anybody can get that. It's widespread like wildfire. But this spring, we're going to have a lot of people with herd immunity. So there's a good silver lining, I think, a positive side to that.
And can I ask how old you are, John?
I'm 75, so I'm in that high risk. I'm a little overweight. I did lose 10 pounds. And, I was hard to lose weight before, but, I lost my appetite. I didn't lose my smell or taste. So I say I'm pretty lucky. I'm doing well. My daughter, younger daughter, Liz, she got tested positive at the same time. And she basically had flu symptoms through and made it through, you know, on her own on that, too. So if you have any questions, talk to your doctor. Getting a at-home kit is hard. They're sold out pretty much in that sense. But don't be afraid to go in and have yourself checked anytime.
Since you're a Navy veteran and you went to the Veterans VA hospital, that we don't hear a lot about the VA, I know, and they've been giving the vaccine and out and so forth. So maybe a little bit, tell me a little bit more about what that was like. You said they were really busy as well.
Yeah, I asked the doctor, I said, is there a rise in your participation? He said, yeah, it's back to back. I mean, they're talking 24 hours a day there. They have drive up testing. They have a tent outside you can drive up and test. The VA has been very, very good on this. I got to say that for something you might say a federal government bureaucracy, they've been ahead of the times on that. The VA was, they had electronic records long before Sanford and Navarro, that type of thing. And they do follow up, they do care, and they take care of you.
So anything else you think people should know about your experience that you had with the coronavirus?
With the Omni, I would say don't be afraid of it. Times are changing. It's kind of like they've got this new pill you can take from Pfizer, but Walmart won't let you in the store to buy it. Because to be able to get the prescription, you have to have it. So if you have to get it online only. That's some of the things that is kind of a different twist right now.
All right, John, I'm glad you're feeling good and you're back at it, being the legend that you are, man.
Never felt better this year.
Okay, John, thanks.